has all of the part numbers and validates all orders, order entry errors have dropped from 75% to zero, and the distributor's order is priced automatically. Distributors can find delivery dates, other products, and services at the MOA website, too. Today, the MOA site, which handled $3.4 billion in revenues in 1998, runs neck and neck with Cisco Systems' order site as the highest revenue processing website in the world. Once MOA has captured and verified an order, it's electronically routed to the appropriate Microsoft Regional Manufacturing System for fulfillment. Our manufacturing plants use the MOA information to automatically generate product build schedules, saving time that used to go into manually creating manufacturing schedules. There's no way we could have achieved this related benefit if we hadn't had the data in digital form. Making data digital from the start can trigger a whole range of positive events. The Coca-Cola company is collecting data directly from smart vending machines via cellular phone or infrared signals. These machines, already in use in Japan and Australia, transmit such information as the number of cans dispensed, coin status, and any leakage problems. A PC restocking program at the local bottler office analyzes the data and produces a delivery slip that tells drivers which products and locations need to get stocked the next day. Need-based delivery in Australia has reduced the number of out-of-stock machines on any given day from 20% to less than 1%, which improves Coke's sales. Drivers are happy too. They get paid by the case, and their productivity has risen 50%. This efficiency in managing its stocking and routes has Coca-Cola on track to double its Middle and Far East business in 3 to 5 years without adding more bottlers. Taking advantage of digital data at its source can even create new business opportunities for a mature market, such as soft drink sales. Panels on new Coke vending machines use interactive technology to display commercials, weather reports, even subway maps. A pilot program in Texas lets customers use a credit or debit card to pay for Coke drinks while fueling at a gas station. Since most people who pay at the pump don't go into the building, the digital sales system at the pump creates a whole segment of new customers for Coke. Speeding and expanding the sales process. Siemens Information and Communication Networks, part of the global technology giant Siemens AG, is a leader in telecommunications systems used inside a company, known as a private branch exchange, or PBX. Each customer selects from an array of options for PBX equipment to create an internal phone system customized to its needs. Siemens has created a fully digital sales process system that quickly provides quotes, captures, and adjusts ordering information going in, ensures parts compatibility, and drives order information all the way through to the company's manufacturing process. In the early 1990s, Siemens' complex product configurations required a salesperson to assemble a lot of intricate detail before presenting a quote. Every quote involved engineering, which had to ensure that the parts in an order would be compatible. Any change order was complex, wasting sales time, and often leading to a start-over in manufacturing that would delay customer delivery. To resolve these problems, Siemens put together a team of some 200 people representing sales, systems engineering, customer support, manufacturing, logistics, finance, and IT, to develop a new set of tools to make the sales process go faster and easier. The team came up with a set of PC-based applications called CRAFT, or Customer Requirements and Fulfillment Tools. CRAFT enables salespeople to develop and present a variety of quotes to customers without the need for detailed calculations or engineering analysis up front. Engineers who used to work on order configurations can now spend their time developing new products. With CRAFT, a salesperson can compile an order in under an hour instead of in several hours with greater accuracy. Less time with the tool means salespeople have more time to spend with customers. CRAFT provides a set of selection criteria that graphically display what components go together, reconciling any parts incompatibilities as the salesperson creates the order so that a final order can be logged, configured, and booked in real time. Used by 400 to 500 sales representatives nationwide, Kraft passes orders directly to the manufacturing system. This direct path reduces sales order errors and in turn decreases the number of change orders, saving significant costs. Previously, change orders would come in throughout the production process, sometimes until the product was almost out the door. Discounts are no longer attached to a specific option. Rather, they are integrated into the total order and are automatically adjusted as parts are added to or dropped from the order. Manufacturing employees are better able to plan for long lead items and receive much more consistent data sooner. Prompt data has reduced the time to produce a small system from 5 or 6 days to less than 3 days. Emergency requests can be met in less than 24 hours. Kraft has contributed to a significant increase in sales without the addition of sales representatives. Digital data gives you higher-level business benefits, too. Capturing and analyzing digital data in real time can create an information cycle between a business, its partners, and its customers that can reshape a company's entire behavior. Retailer Marks & Spencer, a British institution with 300 stores in the United Kingdom and another 400 around the world, cycles customer information to respond immediately to consumer preferences and to achieve the kind of personalized service that's impossible to get at a typical supermarket chain. Marks & Spencer is tying itself closely to customer buying patterns so that those patterns will drive its business processes in real time. Marks & Spencer sells a unique mix of dry goods, mostly clothing, housewares, and gourmet foods throughout most of the English-speaking world. It operates Brooks Brothers in the United States. Total revenues in 1998 were £8.2 billion. Marks & Spencer's 15% profit is almost 5 times the median American retailer margin of 3.2% reported by Forbes magazine in 1998. Though the Asian crisis and a major building program reduced profits somewhat of late. The company attributes a large part of its success to its ability to use information to make its supply system highly responsive to customer needs. Only a few years ago, the company's information situation was run-of-the-mill. Like most retailers, Marks & Spencer's buyers ordered and allocated goods to stores according to their best judgments of what customers might like. The information system provided only a basic analysis of historical data to help. It was impossible to predict sales accurately enough to avoid either selling out of stock or having to discount or discard leftover inventory. Both outcomes hurt profitability. Its 1980s era point-of-sale system could tell Marks & Spencer on a daily basis that the chain had sold, say, 3,000 navy blue suits, 10,000 French baguettes, and 300,000 roast beef sandwiches. But it couldn't tell the store who bought those sandwiches and suits, what else those customers bought, or how the customers paid for them. The system couldn't alert the company to whether customers were buying substitute items if the goods they originally wanted were sold out, or whether the purchases of regular customers were consistent with their typical buying patterns. The system couldn't help the store detect changing buying patterns as sales were happening during store hours. And when Marks & Spencer competitors were getting more aggressive on pricing and beginning to stay open later, some even 24 hours a day, its old batch processing system wouldn't allow Marks & Spencer to change prices in real time or extend store hours much beyond 9 p.m. As the chain opened stores in different time zones through the 1990s, it began to run out of dead time in which to crunch company-wide sales data. Finally, as its system vendor's customer base dwindled, Marks & Spencer bore more and more of the cost of development. When Marks & Spencer had to buy second-hand gear to get enough equipment, the company started looking for a better way. Determined not to be stuck with a single system supplier again, Marks & Spencer is outfitting its 300 UK stores with PC technology that allowed competitive bidding on all aspects of its hardware and software solutions. Each store now has a central quad processor PC server and 40 to 50 top-of-the-line Pentium II PCs acting as point-of-sale devices.